Blog Talk Radio.
So I say unto you this morning, let the Lord let it go with you to work this morning. While you're driving your car, let the presence of the Lord, let it rest in you. Oh yes, you can take this presence that you're now receiving. Yes, you're now receiving the presence of the Lord. You can take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as he has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after him, he'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Lord, let your come and rest upon my heart.
Right.
we worship you in this place. Lord, we let your praises ring. Hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our honor. We glorify your name. We seek your face. We seek your face. We seek your face. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord, early. I know it might be late right now, but it's morning time in the Spirit. And he's saying, oh, worship me right now. Hallelujah. We focus in on you, Jesus. And we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 God, we bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and seasons of your awesome and mighty move in our lives and over the I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of God Almighty. May God's perfect will be done in our lives and during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and your glory. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glories in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. Let them experience the presence of the Almighty God this morning in the name of Jesus. And let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored in our lives, in their lives, in the lives of the listeners. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit and power and overshadow us, O God. Oh, permeate the airway, saturate the airway with your presence. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us like a dove, a lightning, and lead us into God's holy paths and his ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the river of life this morning in the name of Jesus. We love you. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit, into all truth. Anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, devotion. We anoint it with your power, with your glory. Let the anointing flow. Father God, we pray, Father God, for the fire of the Holy Ghost, O God, on this altar of prayer to be lit up, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We pray for our most intimate relationship with Jesus. We pray for those who are not saved to come to know Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord for each and every listener. Let us go into prayers. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Forgive us of all our sins of omission and sins of commission and any unknown sins in our lives in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we repent of all our sins. We ask you to forgive us of all our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses and transgressions, and to cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We ask you to do this in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9. We are thankful for this day, but this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful that Jesus died on the cross for us, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And allow us to come boldly to the throne of grace according to Hebrews 4:16. We are thankful for the power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and to make all things new. We declare and decree that when the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter according to Hebrews 10:4-23. We confess now that Jesus Christ is Lord over our lives. Jesus Christ is Lord over this radio blog show. Jesus Christ is Lord over the ministries. Jesus Christ is Lord over our families, our homes, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs, our marriages, our possessions. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for everything you have done, for everything you are doing, for everything you are going to do. We bless you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on us the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having all done all to stand, we'll be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6:10-13. We have grace in us the hope of glory, hallelujah, according to Colossians 1:27. So we shall prevail because the battles are not ours but yours, Lord, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. Heavenly Father, we put on each of us the breastplate of righteousness. According to Ephesians 6:14, we crucify our flesh now according to Romans 8:30 as we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires according to 1 Corinthians 15:31. Not our will, but thy will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we command the mind of the flesh to shut up in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the mind of Christ be in us. We walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh, according to Romans 8:4. We have been healed by the strength of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 53:5. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13. We are blessed when we come in, blessed when we go out. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the country. Our fruit, seeds, and lands, and stores, houses are blessed. Everything we touch is blessed, and it prospers according to Deuteronomy 28:3-6. All these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. Heavenly Father, we now put on each of us the helmet of salvation. We declare that we are spiritually minded according to Romans 8:6, and we have the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians 2:16. We take off the carnal way of thinking according to Romans 12:2. We put on this helmet. We no longer allow our five carnal senses to affect the way we think. We exercise our spiritual senses, spiritual hearing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, spiritual smell, according to Romans 8:14. We thank you for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, according to Judges 6:24. Heavenly Father, we now gird our loins with your belt of truth. We are set free from bondages and strongholds according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. We operate in discernment according to Hebrews 5:14, that we may continue to be free. We take off all dependency of the flesh and dependency on anything in this world or this world systems. We trust and depend completely on Jesus Christ according to Psalm 31:1. We thank you that you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha, you are our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Heavenly Father, we now cover our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace sandals, enabling us to walk in the Spirit so we wouldn't fulfill the lust of the flesh according to Galatians 5:16. We thank you that the Spirit leads us, that the Holy Spirit leads us and walk, and we walk in the light as Jesus is the light according to 1 John 1:7. As we cover our feet with this preparation, we take off pride, we take off vanity, we take off haughtiness, we take off darkness, we take off ignorance, we take off anything that does not represent the name of Jesus Christ, according to Colossians 3:8-10. Heavenly Father, we now put on each of us the shield of faith, which protect us from all fiery darts of the enemy, according to Ephesians 6. As we put the shield of faith on each of us, we will take off all fear, mistrust, unthankfulness, unfaithfulness, and disobedience. Heavenly Father, we now put on each of us each of our hands, hallelujah, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, which we choose to use against all forces of evil. We declare that we defeat the enemy with the word of God as the Spirit of God leads us, according to Revelation 19:11-16. We put away murmuring, complaining, condemning, criticizing from each of us. We now take the sword of the Spirit and use the authority that God has ordained us with, according to Luke 9:1, for we have been given power over all, we have been given authority over all powers and principalities, according to Luke 10:19. Father, we bless you, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify you, we magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy, O God, of the praise. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day that you have made. We will rejoice. We will not be sad. We will not be defeated. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Nevertheless, we live here, not I, but Christ lives by faith in us. We are blessed, we are healed, we are delivered, we are set free, sickness cannot dwell in us, the number of our days he will fulfill, sin cannot dominate us, Jesus Christ is our Lord, we are in him, his word dwells in us richly, we are more than a conqueror because of his love. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we can do all things by Christ. He is our strength. As the redeemed of the Lord, we say so in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. He is worthy. He is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. We bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us worship him this morning in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
I know I've got some
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to lead us in paths, in your path of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We commit all that we are to you, and that your perfect will be done through us. We ask you that you cause us to enter into your rest now in Jesus' name. We receive that. We ask you, Lord, to release your holy, warring, and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf. We ask you to fill us, fill this temple with your Shekinah glory in the name of Jesus. We ask you to fill this, your temple, with as much as the Shekinah glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross that you have prepared for us and help those in our families. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts through your word. We come to you with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. We ask that the word we read would be engrafted into us and become part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotions. We declare your power. You are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to have a word in season that will edify and exhort and comfort others. We ask for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord. We ask that your love and grace in us will flow and be administered to others by your Spirit in us, so that your presence be manifested in and through us in Jesus' name. Release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask you to give us the word that you want to give us to give to others in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your divine directions. We ask you to send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us that we may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father, in the name of Jesus. We claim the salvation of our family members, our friends, in the name of Jesus, and for those that are listening, in the name of Jesus, for the kingdom of Almighty God. We ask you that our minds and thoughts will be clear towards you and that we will be clear of all emotional clutter. We ask you to cause us to hear you louder and more clear and rest in you. We ask that your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness, your gentleness with long-suffering and self-control be developed in our lives. Oh, we ask you, Lord, we want our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in and through us to others. You ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, healthy mind and body in you in the name of Jesus. We ask that your perfect will be worked out in our lives and the life of those who touch us, in the life of those who touch us, our lives as you direct us in the name of Jesus, and those lives that we touch in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. We ask you to speak we ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts. We ask for that your perfect will be done in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and those that are listening and those that were listening. We ask you to guard us and our families with your holy angels that they manifest as we need them, O God. We ask you to make us alert, sharp, and attentive to your thoughts and your ways. We ask that we may prosper in what we put our hands to do. We ask you to renew our youth like eagles. We ask for a heart like yours that we may grow and mature, that we may walk in your ways. Heavenly Father, we declare your faithfulness in the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercies on you every morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. This morning, to those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, he is extending his gift of free gift of salvation to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. What do you need to do? There are three steps. Admit that you are a sinner. Turn away from sin. Believe that faith that when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for all your sin, and he rose to life again to conquer death. Receive as Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you have backslidden and want to come back to the sheepfold, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing me how much I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive all my failures and the sins of my past. Make me clean. Help me start fresh with you. I now receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Help me to love and serve you with all my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Being a Christian involves a whole new life. Start now. Read a part of your Bible every day. Pray daily. Talk to God as you would close friends. Join a local church where the Bible is taught. Carry a portion of God's word with you. Share your faith in Christ with others. Once again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. The holy angels are rejoicing in heaven, and we are rejoicing this morning because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. To those of you who have come back into the sheepfold, we welcome you back. Jesus loves you unconditionally. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. If you need to contact us, our number is 301-542-4069. 301-542-4069. Or you can visit our website at www.iamprayers.com. www.iamprayers.com. If you need to put your prayer request in, we will pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless the Lord this morning for each and every listener that is listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the Lord has put his name upon his children. And the Lord is blessing you in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue in worshiping the Father this morning in the name of Jesus.
You are holy. That's why every day when we wake up in the morning, we